good morning and good afternoon, bienvenue, wherever you might be in the world. And welcome to this latest edition of In the Streets with the Wailing Wall. And we have our wonderful first guest. And as always, we're going to be talking about homeless engagement because we know that you love people and we love people. And where two or more are gathered in his name, there he is in the midst as we serve the Lord. You know, that's our first and foremost. So we want to welcome our first guest with Streetside Showers here in Dallas in the Mesquite area. Lance, go ahead and talk to the people.
Well, good morning. I'm so delighted to be with you this morning, and I'm just so excited to just kind of be able to share what we're doing and just how we're really just trying to serve the folks that are experiencing homelessness. So I appreciate you having me on this morning, Nisha, and I'm very glad to be able to just kind of share our story and maybe things we can say that will inspire people and really just bring some awareness of what we're trying to do.
Exactly, exactly. So tell us a little bit about your organization and how you all got started.
Well, my name is Lance Olinsky, and I'm the founder of Streetside Showers. And we started Streetside Showers a little over a year or so ago, last June of 2017. And our mission is to bring hope and help restore dignity in the form of a hot shower and personal hygiene care. And so what we're really trying to do is we have mobile shower trailers, and we are trying to bring hygiene care and hot showers to those experiencing homelessness in North Texas and the DFW area.
Awesome, awesome. So what is it about the ministry that got you started? How did you get into it?
Well, you know, it's one of those things, and you know, for me, it's those days that need to be paying attention. And so one day, almost 2 years ago, I was in a restroom in McKinney. I live in McKinney, Texas, and that's where we're based out of. And I was in a restroom, and there was a gentleman in there that was experiencing homelessness, and he was washing out of the sink. And that was really the moment where it just, you know, that's where it just kind of, you know, the Lord lassos your heart. And he lassoed my heart very hard. And I made eye contact with that gentleman. I just felt so desperate that there wasn't anything I can do at that moment to help him. And so, you know, he's washing out of the sink. He's trying to get clean. And that's when I decided, I walked out of that bathroom and I just said, we have got to do something. I mean, you know, we live here in McKinney in North Texas, and everyone deserves a shower. You know, a shower is such a simple thing. It's not a luxury item. It's something that we take for granted very easily and not on purpose. But yet, those folks that are experiencing homelessness, they just don't have a way of getting clean. And so that was the day that I walked out of there and I said, we're going to do something about it. We're going to bring showers and hygiene care to those that are on the streets.
Oh, that is amazing. That is absolutely amazing. And I can honestly tell you, as someone who was homeless for 5 years in Dallas, being able to stay clean as a woman, period, as a homeless individual, period, but as a woman, it is exceedingly a little more difficult, and I won't even get graphic, but as a woman, to maintain your hygienic status is imperative, you know, and a lot of people take it for granted. They really do every day just to be able to get up and bathe, and not just bathe, but bathe when you want to or when you need to. And sometimes, even though you might be in a shelter situation, you don't always have full access, and then you don't have access to take the shower in depth. You have to do it in under 10 minutes or under 5 minutes because there's so many people that need to be served. So I think what you're doing is absolutely amazing and very critical for people in homelessness and those of us that are going through it trying to get out, you know?
Absolutely. And that's really what one of the things we've noticed. I mean, I've always been active and involved in our community, and I've always I really do. I love people. I care for people deeply. And that was one of the things that I noticed is that we don't have emergency shelters. I live in Collin County and we don't have emergency shelters. I mean, we have transitional housing. We have certain programs, but if something happened in your life that caused you to experience homelessness, you don't have access to showers. And so that's really, such a big obstacle that we are trying to raise awareness and try to, help people see that, folks that are living on our streets, they need access to showers.
Exactly. So while you've been doing this, you and your organization, what are some of the most influential moments that help progress you forward with your vision?
Well, it's been ongoing. I mean, it's really one of those things that you work very hard to try to meet the need. One of the things that I've noticed very, very quickly is there's need in every community. And so, originally I started out working, in McKinney, helping our folks here in McKinney, and then in Plano and really in Collin County. Well, then I realized very quickly that there's need in every community. And so right now we're running six shower stops throughout North Texas. We're in McKinney, we're in Plano, I stop in East Dallas. We also are in Denton. And I'm currently currently talking to folks in Irving, Texas right now, to try to bring showers to Irving. And so we continue to just kind of plug away at just trying to get showers in every community. I mean, every community, and most people just say, well, Dallas. But downtown Dallas does have a high population. But every community in the DFW Metroplex, is experiencing homelessness. And so what we're trying to do is get showers to those folks, as we continue to grow and, really meet this big need.
That's amazing. And I applaud your efforts. I really, really do. So in serving those in the homeless community, what are you seeing as some of the big drawbacks to their being able to exit homelessness?
Well, honestly, the biggest thing we're seeing is the affordable housing. And that's where, I'll be honest with you, probably 80% of the folks that are coming to get showers, they have jobs. I admire them. They're working. They're really trying to just exit homelessness. But the challenge that's right now in our area is affordable housing. I mean, Plano rent just went up this year 40%.
Wow.
So I've been told that a one bedroom studio apartment in Plano is running $1,000 and so a month. Yes. And so it's really becoming a big challenge. And a lot of our folks that are trying to get on the housing list and trying to get housing vouchers, it's just a real challenge. And so a lot of them are really working hard to try to maintain their job. And so by getting a shower, they're able to get the interview, they're able to keep a job, they feel clean, and so we really applaud them because a lot of them are working. It's just a sustainable income right now. And then also in North Texas, like in Collin County, it's transportation. We desperately need busing and transportation in North Texas. The DART ends in Plano, and there's other areas that need it, especially in Collin County, because there are jobs available, but it's hard to have a job if you can't get there.
Exactly.
So affordable housing and transportation are two very big obstacles that we need to overcome.
Oh, wow. That is beautiful. And I can totally relate on all of those points, especially if you can't afford a vehicle or you can barely afford the bus fare that just went up recently as well. And I've seen how gentrification is really destroying our neighborhoods, and it's taking away affordable housing, even in the middle class. It's becoming increased as far as trying to just maintain your home and staying out of foreclosure.
Right.
People forget about that too. It's affordability is everything. Cause even though your property goes up, your paycheck doesn't always match.
Right. No, and I agree. And, you know, just like said, Ren, I don't think anybody got a 40% raise in their pay this year.
Okay.
But it's good. That's one of the things I admire about our folks is they are working. They're working hard. And that's what we're also trying to do is we can encourage them. We give them the shower, and they stay clean. And so they feel better about themselves to go to work.
Awesome. What are some great things that the community at large can do to help the homeless? I know a lot of people complain about panhandlers and such, but besides giving them a shower and food, what else can we do to really be a help to our homeless brothers and sisters?
Well, you know, a big thing is just really assisting them, and just being an advocate in the community, continually getting the word out, talking to people, especially our leaders in our community, those that are in leadership making decisions in our cities. To encourage them, we need affordable housing. We need good transportation. We need safe places for our people, to also, where they are. A big need and what I'm really trying to raise awareness for is what we call day centers. A day center is such a simple concept. And so this is one of the things that we're trying to really encourage communities. As I understand, overnight sheltering is a big challenge, but a day center, what that looks like is it's like a facility that's open during the day. So maybe it would open early in the morning at 7 a.m. and close at 7 p.m. And in the day center, we have several things. We have showers. We have laundry facilities. We have options for food. We have a warm a computer. We have a warm place for them to sit during the day. And so if we had some day centers that another big need that our folks are talking about is they have no way of locking up their belongings.
Yes.
And so we're challenged with folks that I work with that theft is an issue where they'll have all their belongings are in their backpack, and if they fall asleep somewhere, they get stolen. So if there was a locker that they could lock their belongings up, because they're all working and they all get money, so they could lock their money up. And so one of the things I'd like to see communities do is open up a day center. You know, there's something that has showers, it has computers, it has laundry facilities, has lockers to lock things up. And then that way it's really they can get mail there. So you can accomplish all these things without necessarily opening up overnight. And so that's really a first step. And then the second step would be providing overnight shelters.
Yes, yes. And I think another thing, and this was something that and you brought up so many beautiful points. I had mentioned about the lockers to a potential board member for our organization, Street Shelter Ministries. And that's the very thing we wanted to do was do pop-up shelters during inclement weather when there's no room in the shelters for people, that, you know, when it's cold outside or when it's raining and stuff. But to be able to provide somewhere where people don't have to lug around their belongings so that they can go to an interview and know that their belongings are safe, you know, to have also an on-site employment agency to help people fill out applications and connect them to employers and provide vans that take them to transportation or give bus pass, you know, things that fill in the gap for those that really are trying their hardest to get forward. I even want to go so far as to teach people how to start a small business from right where they are. You know, if they wanted to do a nonprofit, things like that.
No, absolutely. Because again, you know, we do see different levels of folks within their low level of homelessness. And so, but what I admire them is they want to work. There's a desire to work. And so, and that's always a good thing. And they want to earn their money and earn their keep, you know. And so, but that's, again, it's just having some of these just little pieces along the way that just kind of help them, overcome, steps for these big obstacles, because we understand housing is a big obstacle. Well, if they have to still continue to live on the street, if they had some place to lock up their belongings, you're right, so if they go get a job or go get an interview, and then also it takes some of this stuff off the street, you know, it takes some, you know, if people can lock their things up, then it's a safe place for them to go where they need to go and then get back. So, you know, we're continuing to do what we can, and I really admire organizations that are getting the word out and helping us, and you know, I do believe, you know, Texas is just a beautiful place to live, and we have a lot of people that care.
Indeed, and it's exciting to see so many different organizations that are really, every piece to the puzzle makes a beautiful picture, and I'm so in awe of what you're doing and the fact that you're taking the initiative and you weren't waiting for permission or leadership, and that you're really advocating for those who don't have a full scope of voice, who go unheard or who bear the weight of the stigmatism of homelessness. And I think that as we progress forward as service agencies and service agents, we need to really dispel what homelessness really is or looks like for people. During my homeless journey, I met a lot of people who ended up homeless because of a downfall in the economy or downfall in health, and it exhausted their finances, so they lost their home, and in the streets they couldn't get any further, get any better, because they're still dealing with health issues and things of that nature. So I applaud you, Lance, and I applaud Street Showers, and I'm excited for you guys. What other things do we need to provide the community with in order to be greater assistance to your organization to get to more people?
Well, you know, one of the biggest things, we do several things, you know, is we focus mainly on hygiene care. And so Street Side Showers, we provide a hot shower. We give everybody socks. I give everyone at least 4 or 5 pairs of socks. And because again, it goes back to they don't have a way to wash clothes. So socks are a huge, a commodity on the street, and especially keeping their feet clean. So we give them 5 pairs of socks, so that way in between maybe shower service, when they come to get showers, at least each day they can put on a clean pair of socks. And so then we do underwear. We give everyone gets 1 or 2 pairs of underwear that take showers with us. So we carry a full line of men's underwear, boxer briefs, and women's underwear, cotton bikini briefs. And then also hygiene kits. What we do is in a bag, we give everyone a bag with hygiene supplies that would be, like soap and shampoo and shaving cream and razors and, you know, different items like that, just day-to-day essentials that they can use, when they're out, you know, throughout the day. We also carry feminine products. I talked about the girls on the street. We carry a full line of feminine products, so that way they're able, to take care of the feminine needs that they have. And so really we're doing all these things, to really help with hygiene care. So, we're also a nonprofit organization. So we do need, funding. I tell people all the time, I said, love makes the world go round, but money pays the gas.
Amen. Indeed.
You know, so we have a lot of love to make the world go round, but I do need money to put gas in the tank so we can get showers to folks. So all these ways that people can be involved, and you can visit us at streetsideshowers.com. We're also on social media, so you can find us on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. We have a YouTube channel as well. And so we really just try to keep the stories real and organic, of what's going on, to keep people aware of what's going on. So, you know, they can always contact us. And, you know, we're trying to get showers in each community. We're still a small organization, but we continue to grow. So we're very, 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 very excited about the future and just trying to meet this need.
Amen. Well, Lance, it has been a privilege and an honor and a blessing to be able to talk with you. And I look forward to speaking to you more after the podcast on how we can partner with you to make some of these other things happen. And to all of our listeners, it's so important that you help support us who are trying to support others, because without you, we're dead in the water. And it takes people to run the vision. You know, we can write it, we can run with it, but we can't do it in and of ourselves. We need your support, not just financially, but we need you to show up. We need your connections. We need your support. We need you to help promote us. We need you to tell people about us. So as you listen to this broadcast, as you listen to our brother Lance and his ministry and others to follow, that you reach out to them in your community, that you talk to them about how you can help the homeless. If you're not in Mesquite or in Dallas, maybe you're listening in Nebraska or New York. There are homeless there as well. So maybe you can get some assistance in how to start showering the homeless in your community and being that as a platform and a tool to minister, teach them about the love of God. You know, he commanded us to take care of the impoverished, the widow, and the orphan. So it's important for us to be open and available and not just be there during the holidays. But remember, this is a Monday through Sunday event for everybody that's experiencing homelessness. They don't stop being homeless or being in need when you go home.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, thank you so much, Isha, for allowing us to be on today. I really just enjoy our conversation, and there's just a lot of people that care. And so if today what we've talked about inspires others, then we've done our job today. So that's just a beautiful thing.
Yes, indeed. And I'm excited. This has been wonderful, Lance. I appreciate you coming on and taking time out of your very busy day to engage us and just let us know what's going on in your neck of the woods. And we will talk again as times progress through. Please make sure that you visit Streetside Showers at streetsideshowers.com. Does that have it right?
Yes, and that's correct. And like I said, you can also follow us all over on social media. So please stay in touch. Also, if we're in your community and you want to volunteer, you can just go to our website to volunteer as well. So we just look forward to meeting folks, and thanks for helping us out. We really appreciate it.
All right, Lance, you have a wonderful rest of your day. And thank you, everybody, for listening, and continue to follow us on social media as well. And we love you and continue to be a blessing through Christ Jesus, who loves us all. Amen.
Amen. There you go. That's great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sweetie.